Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home. First show of the year for Ben and Woods. Thanks so much for being here. It's good to be back, man. Really, really good to be back. See your smiling faces. See all the people in the chat as well. It's good to get back into a routine, you know, certainly.
Don't get into a routine too fast, though, because we're here for another 3 days.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we're gone again. Not gone off the air,
we'll be here.
But gone from this studio as we head out to Arizona for Fantasy Camp 2026.
Can't wait. I was telling my wife this morning. I'm Woodsy, by the way. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer, and Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. I was telling my wife this morning, it's going to be weird this year without Randy, obviously, the great Randy Jones. It's weird to say I'm looking forward to the remembrances of him, but I am. I'm looking forward to hearing everyone's funny Randy stories and laughing.
He's like a personal, dear friend of ours.
Yes.
Which makes it so much worse when you lose a friend like
yep.
that. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. If there's going to be, like, a locker with a Jones jersey
sure.
or something, I'm gonna get emotional when I see it.
But it's going to be cool, too, because we have a lot of different people coming out. Major Garrett's rolling with us. We actually get to room with Major Garrett. He's going to be in our Airbnb, which I don't know if he's prepared for the Woodsy and Paul Airbnb experience, you know?
I told him, don't plan on seeing us very often.
Yeah, you won't see us a lot.
I was like, we're gonna get home, we'll go into our rooms at like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And be like, see you in the morning.
Yeah, I still remember the day I got back from golf at like 5:15, and I knocked on the door. I couldn't get in because you were both dead asleep already.
It's tiring.
At like 5:15.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
Dave McCrary's going to be there. The
husband of Emma Stone.
Husband of Emma Stone is going to be there. It's going to be some fun people, so I'm excited to...
Jake
Garriani's coming. He's actually going to play, though. I like a sports anchor that will actually go out and play.
If you're going to go all the way out there...
Yeah, you might as well...
work from the complex
you
and
might
cover
as,
fantasy
might,
camp.
You may as well put a uniform on and go out and give it the old college
like,
try.
That worked out really well for John Howard, who took one swing
and ripped
tore
his
something
hamstring.
In his hamstring. That's what would happen to me.
Hey,
if
no
I did.
Ask Troy Hirsch how his week went last year. He had a great time.
I think he won a championship, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. So anyway... but it's great to be back. But yeah, we're going to be heading out. Paulie and I will leave on Thursday at about 8 a.m. It's going to be the, am I to understand it's going to be the Ben and Adam show from 8 to 10?
For a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah, we can air check it on the way out to El Centro.
Absolutely not. absolutely.
We should. We should see how long
you can make
it on the 8 East.
We're just going to do, we have six segments. We're
going to
do six Adam Klug mini polls on Thursday from 8 to 10 a.m.
How about that guy throwing up a mini poll over the weekend after his beloved Georgia lost to Ole Miss? I'm excited. It's always a fun week and getting to talk to the old Padres players. And it's the usual, right? Like, Peavy is going to be out there. Hoffy will be out there. I texted with Arky and Tim Flannery. They're going to be there.
Tim Lawler, Chris Gomez, nice. Greg Garcia is coming back.
GG. I love it, man.
Bob Scanlon. who didn't play for the Padres, but I feel like he's a Padres legend.
100%.
And he absolutely, I'm like, why haven't you been there every single year?
No question.
I feel like it's right up his alley. So the fantasy camp, it got moved up a couple of weeks due to the World Baseball Classic, spring training starting earlier.
Because if, you know, one of you guys plays well, they might want to add you to the World Baseball Classic roster.
Team Italy might come calling.
Just want to make sure you have enough time to show off your skills early enough.
No, but I really like how, so typically we go out the week of like Martin Luther King Day is that Monday. We're usually off the air. We do a four-day week, Tuesday through Friday. So our schedule, it's like a wraparound over the weekend. So we will have our first show from Fantasy Camp Friday morning.
Friday.
Literally, as like guys are walking into the locker room for the first time, seeing all their jerseys and everything. So we'll be there that day. Then we have full fantasy camp days, but we're off the air Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll go back and we'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, then head home.
And then head home.
Yeah, back in studio all together next Thursday. So, yeah, it should be a really fun week. A lot of great content. Content you're not going to be able to hear anywhere else. But right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Got to do the drive to Peoria through the desert, which... it'll be my second drive in a week. I if you were on our live stream, I told the story. I was in Henderson over the break visiting my friend Scott. I went up on New Year's Eve, got there, we barbecued. It was great. We're going to play golf for a couple of days and just enjoy the last couple of days of our holiday break. Unfortunately, his wife had to undergo emergency gallbladder surgery, and I just turned around and went home the next day. So. That was a lot of
Ben's
driving.
Like, well,
yeah, that's a,
sorry you're in so much pain. Yeah, no, surgery, that's fine. But if there's no golf for me,
she's
I'm out
back.
Here.
She's doing well, and I wanted to get out of their hair. I
that's mean, the thing.
You don't want a house guest when you're coming home from the hospital. So
I don't want a house guest when I'm not in
exactly.
the hospital.
So I thought that would be the wise move by me is just to clear out. So yeah, so now back in the car again. Hopefully I don't turn right around. Something happens and I have to head back to San Diego. I go on Thursday after the show. So
imagine driving all the way out to Henderson to play golf, and she didn't play one round of golf. That sucks.
Turn right around. Yeah, you know.
No joy in my life.
Exactly.
I felt so bad for him. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Only you. Oh no, it would happen to me too. Who am I kidding? All right, what's the surprise?
All right, so if you joined us at the beginning of the show, we got the bad news over the weekend that my Christmas gift, my from the heart, Christmas gift to Woods.
Amazing.
Tickets to see Morrissey. A ticket to see Morrissey.
Yes.
A ticket to see Morrissey tomorrow night at the Civic Theater. Went down the drain when Morrissey did his bit of canceling at the last minute.
Loves that bit.
And Woods said, well, I mean, do I just get the money that you paid for the ticket? And I explained to him, no, I mean, I haven't even gotten the money back yet. It's going to be refunded to my credit card. But I'm not just going to write you a check for the cash that you would have gotten. That's not a gift.
Right.
That's not a Christmas present.
Everyone said, hates well, cash.
He said, well, so I just don't get a Christmas present this year? And I said for a little bit that that was true, but I actually was lying because Paulie and I did get you something
you
else.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. It just didn't get here in time.
It was hiding.
Yeah, this actually was going to be part of your present as well, but it did not arrive in time. And I know it's not Morrissey in a box.
It's going to make me cry again.
But, I saw this idea, and I thought you would just love it. And then Paulie really helped me execute it, I think, all the way. And he's gonna help and share some of the details with the Tier 1s, but Woodsy's opening his box now. And it's your own Ben and Woods album. In fact,
it's a vinyl
show
record.
Music and clips from the show, vinyl of our show.
Oh my God.
That you can actually play on your record player.
This is it plays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an actual vinyl that's pressed with show moments. In fact, Paulie has some of them that he included on the list that we put together for you.
Benny hit me up. Gosh,
I mean, it was like early December,
like
I think.
10 days, 15 days before the extravaganza with this idea. And I said, wait, this is a really good idea. Let's see if we can make this happen. I mean, rush shipping.
Wait, you had this idea?
Yeah, actually, my trainer told me about this, and I thought, oh, that would be such a good thing. Woods would love
this
having an album of
amazing.
Our show.
But he needed a little help on the execution. We tried it. We did rush shipping, everything.
Yeah.
It got there like a day before Christmas, so we didn't have it for the show. But so we're putting this together, and they're all... every track on the album is something Ben and Woods show related. Yeah, it's got our logo on the center of the vinyl.
Oh, this is a gem. One of one.
I checked it out. Like, it works. It's pretty cool. So, just, you know, it's got, like, our show open, obviously, is the first track. It's got things like, we don't play this one a ton, but...
is that Round and Round by Rat?
It's no.
Here?
It's...
Well, it's...
Kyle Higashioka.
Oh, and you. Yeah.
So this is on
the album, yeah.
Like this actual,
this
clip.
Actual clip. This is incredible.
Not really Round and Round by Rat.
Let me read you the track list. Side A. This is, by the way, it's Ben and Woods.
That's where the beat. I always cross a line.
Just picture with the crackle and the hiss of the album going around.
Ben and Woods soundtrack, volume 69. And this is us on the cover. And then the back, the track side A, opens with the show open. Then it goes into Basketball Woods. Then Round and Round. Then Ben doing Blue Moon. Then Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
The guy. It's a shame if they lose.
Side B is My Friend Ben, which is a great, great song.
Ben, you're my friend. My friend Ben, you're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been.
I love it.
I mean, we had plenty of other clips that like get more juice on the show than some of these musical. But I wanted it to all be kind of a musical theme.
Yep.
If it's Ben reading raps or Ben singing.
What a Fool Believes.
What a Fool Believes.
Is on here. We have Suck It on a Chili Dog. We have Ben Reads Raps. And then we have Christmas Classics. I'm assuming... It's what I think it is.
Yeah,
100%.
But no, it's
incredible.
What, eight, it's an nine, incredible ten game. Tracks of music-related bits on our show, really kind of spanning from like over the
beginning.
Whole, from the beginning to more recent. So
this is an incredible gift. Look how big you were back then.
Yeah,
this is
but that's a good
thing.
Album cover, isn't
it's
it?
A great
it's
album
like a great
cover.
Album
You're
cover.
You're supposed to that way, yeah. So like the Ben and Woods is on the left side going up. That's
so
yeah.
Incredible. I appreciate it very much. It's a one and a one of one, and I'm the only one on the planet that has it, which makes me very happy. I did the
technically. I think it's one of three now.
Oh, is it one of three?
Yeah, you pressed one. We got one for each of us.
Oh, good. All right, one of three. All right. I did the record alphabetization. Is that the right word?
Alphabetization.
I got. Over the break, right? I do this every year where
cataloging.
I cataloged, but I did the office clean out, I did the bathroom clean out, I did the closet clean out, we did the garage clean out, which was really hard but epic.
You showed up for it.
I did the calendar session.
Okay.
I got all that dialed in. I looked at my records. And I went, I need to alphabetize these so that when I want something, I know where it is. I had my kids help me. You forget, by the way, how hard it is to alphabetize things. You think I'm wrong. Until you have 14 A bands and you're trying to alphabetize them. You know what else I did?
Why is it so hard?
It just is. You're like the Allman Brothers, the Afghan Wigs, and you're just like F. Yeah. There's so many records.
Right.
You forget.
You just kind of lay them out, though, and then they each go in their slot, and then
but
you just keep going.
You forget how hard it is to do A, B. This is A, B, B. This
you have
is
to
A,
sing
B,
the song
B, B.
the entire time when you're doing it?
The alphabet? Alphabets, yeah. No. Okay. But you know what I did is I alphabetized them all by the first name instead of the last name because I wanted to keep it easier. Because if you want to go to Tom Waits, right,
you go to T instead of W?
Yes.
No, that's
yes.
Unacceptable.
It kind of was, and I thought about it after the deal. I thought about it after. Like, I should have done it, but I really want it for my kids. So when they want to hear a record, they don't have to...
Right.
Right. So it's much easier to just go with the first letter. And that was an undertaking. It took about 4 hours to get them all alphabetized.
But where does this one go? In B, then? Under Ben and Woods?
So it's going to go under soundtracks.
Okay.
And I have a soundtrack section where this will go. So, but yeah, so how would you alphabetize this? Under B or under W?
I would think that would be B. Because we're more, it's like a band name rather than an artist name.
So Steve says categorized by genre, easy peasy. Hardly. It's hardly easy peasy. Oh, this is rock. This is indie rock. This is alternative.
A lot of bands cross genres
yes,
now, so 100%. It's very hard to decide.
Yeah, so we did that, but we felt like I got so dialed in over the break. It was so nice. Got everything is...
No, it's nice. Good
it's
feeling
so,
to start the year. You actually started the year fresh.
I did.
That's
I
great.
Did. It was great. It was great. I loved it. And Bo helped me do the alphabetization, and man, it took forever. ever. And I thought to myself, I got to get rid of some of these. This is getting ridiculous.
But it's also educational for Bo to work on alphabetization.
Yes, it was. And for his dad, too, who had a hard time alphabetizing things.
Because now I'm sure AI could do that in a second.
I know.
Alphabetize this entire record list for me.
So you guys, did you do any cleanups or get dialed in for the new year? Or?
Not yet. We're getting, my mom's getting new couches, so we're getting the hand-me-downs because they're better than our couches, so that's happening soon.
I like that.
And that will require some cleaning out of the old stuff, so that probably will happen later in January.
That garage clean-out was a mother. I mean, it was, it looked like Dick's Sporting Goods in there. It was
took more than an hour, right?
Oh, it took...
You were only slotted in for an hour on the calendar.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours, and my wife, man, when she gets after it, she got
Can I borrow after her it. At all?
No.
Okay.
For what purpose?
To clean.
No, I'm not going to send my wife to your house.
Your vacuum's all over the place. I just feel like if your house is just so clean at this point and she's missing like the cleaning process, I've got plenty for her to do at our house.
No, okay. I'm not sending my wife to your home to clean your home.
Just checking.
Good Lord. Take some of that money that you didn't have to spend and hire a cleaning lady. How about that? Take my Christmas.
Welcome for your Christmas
present. That's my Christmas present to you. You can use
that
money.
Refund.
Yeah, get that refund and then go spend it on a cleaning lady. Enjoy. And there's another gift from me to you.
They're hard to find.
I got you some good gifts. How about one more?
Yeah.
We
haven't had a... That's probably been 2 or 3 years.
I don't think anyone wants to hear you lamenting on your lack of cleaning ladies.
I know.
In the year 2026. It's just hard to find a good one.
It's a nice luxury to have.
It is.
You can afford it and you can find one. Because I don't have one right now.
Somebody asked how many vinyls. I've got about 500.
Wow.
About 500 records. Wow. Which isn't a lot, but boy, it looks like a lot when you take them off the shelf.
Which is one of the reasons why you're so good at Take on Woods and why we have made some adjustments going into 2026. We will play our game coming up next, but instead of just Woods taking on a tier one in music, you will have your choice. I will give you three categories, music, television, or movies. And you will play against Woods in the same fashion. 5 questions, 60 seconds with a chance to win the trip to Las Vegas. But if you've always been afraid to go, I don't know enough about music to take on Woods, but you thought, I do watch a lot of TV or I do see a lot of movies over the years, this is your opportunity. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Our first game of the year.
Now, are we going to stick with those three categories for the most part, or are you going to mix in other rounds as well?
We'll see how it goes to start.
But start with TV, music, movies.
Those are the first three to start.
And if somebody picks TV, for example, today, then
I'll replace
it
with another
TV
category tomorrow. Or if they pick music, I will replace it with another music category. And you'll have your opportunity to qualify every single day. We'll still do real or fake on Thursdays, just to mix it up on our throwback Thursdays. But Take on Woods coming up next year with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
First time in 2026, Woods and I get to talk about 7 Mile Casino. It's long been our place for cards in San Diego. Make it yours as well. So easy to get to right down the 5 freeway in Chula Vista. Does not require the long drive, especially when the weather can be a little dicey. The rain has fallen. The treacherous roadways of the East County. None of that. Go right down to Chula Vista. You are there right off the 5 freeway.
That's exactly right, man. Just 7 minutes from downtown. 7 Mile Casino's got everything that you're looking for. If you like to play cards, that's the spot for you. Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat, and what am I missing?
Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat,
California Style Blackjack.
California Style, your favorite. I was going to say, how did you forget your favorite?
It's day one of year eight, Ben. That's how. Check it out for yourselves. You will not be disappointed.
Absolutely. Have a great meal at Sammy's at 7 Mile. They are back for the new year with the great menu at Sammy's, plus the 24/7 players menu, the Kung Pao chicken, the Asian pork chop with the slaw. Also delicious and so easy to get to at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available.
National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new day on Ben and Woods.
I'm excited.
Ooh, I am too.
And keep in mind, this will be an evolving process.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll refine it, make it better and better as we go
on. We didn't change the format a ton. I think everybody's going to, it's going to add more inclusion.
It really helps Ben too, because it gives you.
Opens up a whole new world of ideas.
You've been doing music categories every day for like 5 years.
Yeah, I was going back, and we're into the hundreds and hundreds, close to 1,000 Take on Woods categories that I've had to come up with.
Songs all that you need, start with Y. Songs that start with a Z.
I've done just about everything. But I'll keep finding some new ones, but this helps. Opens up a new world of possibilities.
I'm nervous.
All right, so we got our first contestant on the line. Let's get to it for the first time in 2026. Let's Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms. For every business, we got you. In fact, when I came to the building this morning, got here at 5 a.m., Take on Me by AHA was playing on the speakers. I thought, all right, that's a good omen. Let's see if it's a good omen for Travis, our first contestant of the year. Hello, Travis.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. It's good to have all the tier ones back. Here's what you're playing for. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our new monthly grand prize. Two tickets to Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM, a two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Vegas with his Best of All Worlds residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from Van Halen, Sammy Solo, and more March 11th through 21st and September 18th through 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So, here are your three choices of category in the three different disciplines. We've got for music, soul searching, five artists and song titles that include the word soul. For television, today's category is medical dramas. And for movies, the category is cruising for a bruising, Tom Cruise quotes and lines from movies. So, Travis, soul searching, music, medical dramas, TV, or cruising for a bruising, movies. What would you like to play?
Let's go medical dramas. TV.
All right, we're going to start with a TV category in 2026. I've got five questions all about medical dramas. You can get as many as you want. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. No 2 second song, obviously, with no music, so we'll just start when I begin reading the first question. Travis, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Time begins when I begin the first question. The category again in TV is medical dramas.
No 2 second TV clip.
No 2 second TV clip. Maybe we'll add something as we go through. We'll figure this out as we go. All right. Good luck. Let's take on
Woods.
George Clooney, Anthony Edwards, and Noah Wiley all play doctors at Cook County General in which landmark NBC medical drama that began airing in 1994?
ER.
Correct. FX topped cable TV ratings when they jumped into the medical drama game in 2003 with which show that focused on the founders of the McNamara Troy Plastic Surgery Center?
Pass.
Set in an aging hospital in Boston's South End and made from the same production team as Hill Street Blues, which 1980s NBC medical drama was never a huge rating success but consistently won Emmys for its gritty storytelling?
Boston General?
Incorrect. Hugh Laurie played a cynical medical genius addicted to pain medication on which Fox drama that debuted in 2004?
Oh my gosh, my life was... Pass.
Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes was the theme song of which late 80s medical drama set in an evacuation hospital near Da Nang during the Vietnam War? All right, FX top cable TV ratings when they jumped into the medical... we only got the one, ER. All right, Travis, that was our first
now,
TV
we
category.
We have no idea. I have no idea
if Woods is good at this or not. So this it could be a 1-0 win for all we know. The answers you did not get. Nip Tuck on FX, St. Elsewhere on NBC, House on Fox, and China Beach in the 1980s. Let's bring Woods back in. All right, our first game of the year is in the category of television.
Oh, man.
That's all you get, though. All right, Travis's score is locked in.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when I start reading the question. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Travis. George Clooney, Anthony Edwards, and Noah Wiley all play Doctor. Correct. FX topped cable TV ratings when they jumped into the medical drama game in 2003 with which show that focused on the founders of the McNamara Troy Plastic Surgery Center?
Pass.
Set in an aging hospital in Boston's South End and made from the same production team as Hill Street Blues, which 1980s NBC medical drama was never a huge rating success but consistently won Emmys for its gritty storytelling.
Boston Common?
Incorrect. Hugh Laurie played a cynical medical genius.
House.
Correct. Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes was the theme song of which late 80s medical drama set in an evacuation hospital near Da Nang during the Vietnam War?
MASH.
Incorrect. FX top cable TV ratings when they jumped into the medical drama game in 2003 with which show that focused on the founders of the McNamara Troy Plastic Surgery Center?
It's going to drive me crazy.
That was Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck.
But you did sneak out a 2-1 win in our first TV game in the category of medical dramas. Tougher for you.
It's tougher.
I don't know. I mean, how did that work for everybody? I think there were some TV people who loved that, who didn't do music before, but it's definitely different. It's definitely different.
What was the rest?
St. Elsewhere was the NBC 1980s medical drama, and China Beach was the Reflections Vietnam War medical drama starring Dana Delaney.
I knew it wasn't MASH.
It wasn't, but that was the most famous medical Vietnam. That was actually the Korean War, I think, was MASH. Yeah.
How about the theme song for MASH?
Suicide is Painless.
The worst name for a show, or the worst name for a song in history.
Right?
Poignant song. Though. It's very poignant, but you sure you want to call this? Let's roll with it. Are you sure? Yeah, let's roll with it. Gets your attention.
There are words that were used in the movie version, but they just used the music in the TV version.
That's it. That's it.
You got it.
My mouth.
All right. So when we come back, you wanted me to
complaining in the chat. Our friend Michelle says that we need more current questions. Michelle, he's been 70 years old since he was 12.
Well, I'll say, over the break, I watched the first season of The Pit, which was amazing.
I could have put that in.
That was kind of my inspiration for doing this category because I was addicted. Noah Wiley is amazing.
Noah Wiley is so good.
He is so good.
If I was injured, I would trust him.
Like, even though I know he's an actor, I'd be like, I really would like Noah Wiley to perform my emergency, tracheotomy here or something, because I really trust that guy.
How gory is it?
So gory.
I can't watch it then.
So incredible. I mean, they have taken what they used to
do
in ER and multiplied it by a million. I mean, you see everything. You see a baby being born. Like, you see it.
Pass.
I don't know how they do it, but you see everything. It's realistic.
I just, I wish I could.
And
I heard it's amazing.
Really good. It's really, really good. Yeah.
All right, I'll just keep
watching. It's tough.
I'll keep watching Landman.
I will share some of my insights that I got from Teal Rubin.
This is great.
Rubin Niebla.
This is
great. Our new associate manager of the Padres from the Michael King press conference. We'll do that coming up next with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bennett Woods broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. It's like a double entendre, because how is their name, but they also know how to do plumbing.
Right.
Just to explain.
I don't know if you knew this, Woods, but Bill Howe, you know.
Do you know what a double entendre is, Woods? Yes, I do.
It is Black Monday in the NFL.
Yes.
Might as well get to the breaking news. Apparently winning your last game is the kiss of death in the NFL, because the Raiders have fired Pete Carroll after just one season.
So silver and Black Monday, then.
3-14. They did win. Crazily, they beat the Patriots to start the season.
Yep.
So they were 1-0, and the Patriots were 0-1. After that, 14-3, 3-14. The Browns, after winning their last game against the Bengals, fired Kevin Stefanski. And the Falcons, after going on a run to tie for the division title but not make the playoffs, fired Raheem Morris. So three firings already on Black Monday in the NFL. But the Bengals will be keeping Zach Taylor as their head coach for the next year, despite their disappointing season as well. No word on Mike Tomlin. I guess they won yesterday,
playoffs,
so he's probably going to be safe.
He's getting ready to coach a playoff game. I think he's
okay. Yeah, he's safe
for now.
I know they said if they had lost, there was some thoughts that they might move on, but they got it done last night.
Yep.
In a pretty good Sunday night football game to end the season.
One of the best. Save the best for last. I mean, that was I think I'm getting too soft for sports, because when I saw that kicker miss
loop.
When I saw him miss that field goal, I mean, I don't really have a dog in the fight, but my heart sank when I watched that for him. He is a rookie, And they had just been, you know, Tirico's like, and they talked to all the kickers coming out, and they said, this is the guy for these kind of moments. And boom, he goes wide right. The first thing I thought of was that kid's parents. The first thing I thought of was that kid's parents, that kid's girlfriend, that kid's family going, oh, our poor baby. And I go, you're getting soft. You're a soft. Instead of, you got to make that kick. You know, this is what they pay you for.
He went 29 of 30 on kicks inside of 50 yards this season.
That was the one he missed. That was the one.
That would have put his team in the playoffs.
My heart broke for him.
Yeah.
And now people are, you can only imagine what is social media.
Are they being mean
like
to him on social media?
Not only him, they're in his girlfriend's DMs. Ugh. You know, the worst. It's the worst of the worst.
I thought about like a moment like that. I mean, in football, you know, maybe a pitcher can give up a walk-off home run,
sure,
and
which,
you feel low.
Which happens.
But like, you're just like, as the kicker.
The kicker.
I mean, you're like, it's all on me. If I kick this 52 other guys on my team.
We're in the playoffs. We win the division.
They get their bonuses.
Yes.
We're moving on to the playoffs.
But had he made it, then they'd all be doing that to Chris Boswell,
yes,
the Steelers kicker, who missed the extra point just moments before that would have cost them a shot at the playoffs as well. So
I'm watching that game yesterday, and I'm going, I hope NFL teams, like, do they have, like, I don't want to sound too extreme, but I'm like serious, like grief counselors. Like,
yes.
I was like, I hope, like, what does that locker room look like? You imagine some guys are going to be like, hey, man, it's all good. And then you got to imagine there's also guys that are like, I can't believe you screwed us.
I don't want to look at you.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at you right now. Yeah, like Purple says, Orion Kirkering, that game, that play he made against the Dodgers. Now, it was the Dodgers, so it was double painful. But, of course, I'm worried about Orion Kirkering, you know, this offseason. Hopefully he's moved past that. And, you know, to be a great athlete, you have to have a short memory. It's something that I think every coach teaches all their kids, no matter what sport. Like, hey, man, you just missed two free throws. You're 12. Don't worry about it. Go get the next two. Every kid that boots one, you know, in the field, don't flush it, man. We got more game to play. It's a constant conversation in my house. And it's kind of the way that life should be. If you make a mistake, okay, learn from it and move on and just flush it. But that's going to stick with that kid for a long time.
If you're feeling it this morning, our friend, and we haven't talked to her in a long time, Amy Trask, maybe we should do it this month during the playoffs
at some point.
She actually wrote a poem.
Did
last
she?
Night. Yeah.
About him?
No, about the football fans. He said, if your team is bad this year, I hope this poem gives you cheer. The league design is one of parity, flipping the switch, not a rarity. In your division, you can be worst. Next season, you can be first. Patriots are an example. Most opponents, they did trample. By Amy Trask.
I love her. She's fantastic, man.
She's always very positive, considering, you know, she came from the Raiders and Al Davis. The fact that she always kind of puts on a positive spin on things is pretty amazing.
Yeah, one of the best Ben and Woods guests of all time, so I would love to talk to her anytime.
If she appears, she will appear on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Some of the insight from Ruben Niebla about his pitching staff for 2026 after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So after the extravaganza, went to the Michael King press conference announcing his three-year contract. And in the audience was Padres associate manager and pitching coach Ruben Niebla. Good to see Ruben. It was his birthday, by the way, that day.
Happy belated,
we sent him a little video saying happy birthday to Ruben. And after the press conference was over, happened to be standing with him and Scan and just talking about the Padres pitching staff. And it's always so amazing to get insights from Ruben about his own players. And I don't think any of these are, you know, really secret stuff that he was sharing. But Bob asked some questions. I asked some questions and just got a lot of good insights. So we know now the top of the Padres rotation looks something like Michael King, Nick Pivetta, Joe Musgrove coming back is your 1-2-3 in some sort of order. Presumably after that, you've got Randy Vasquez returning, and you've got J.P. Sears, we know, is coming back. We feel as fans, both of those guys are still somewhat large question marks as regular members of the starting rotation.
And I don't know why we feel that about Randy Vasquez, because he just goes out and keeps you in a ball game seemingly every time he grabs the ball. But we do. You do. Because you don't see the incredibly electric stuff from Randy Vasquez. You did at the end of the year. He was 97.
And that was one of the insights that I got from Ruben Niebla. We asked him about Randy Vasquez, and he was very honest. He said Randy showed up at spring training last year and didn't quite have his stuff. Just wasn't in the shape exactly they wanted him to be in. Whatever the offseason had happened, just didn't feel good. And his fastball was down a couple of ticks. It was like 89 to start spring training. They go, but he battled his way through. And then by the second half of the season, as you said, the velocity ticked up. The movement was good. They felt really good. Now, what Ruben said is he's been keeping tabs on Randy in the Dominican. He's looking really good this offseason.
Like
much
that.
Better than he did going into last spring training. So the feeling on Randy is that he's kind of ready to take an even another step forward.
Yep.
If he does that, I think we'd all be happy with Randy. Just keep doing what you're doing.
But
if he could actually take a step forward this year, that would be a really good number four starter for the Padres rotation.
Yep.
And then asked about J.P. Sears, because it's always been my contention. You know, we heard the story of A.J. Preller's trade deadline and how he called the A's. And when he called the A's, you know, the first person he was asking about was J.P. Sears for pitching depth for his Padres. Eventually, it morphed into the massive Leo Dallas DeVries, Mason Miller trade that ended up transpiring. But J.P. Sears was kind of the original target. I go, what do you guys see in J.P. Sears? And Ruben said to me and Bob, he says, you probably didn't see it in the last couple of months, because he was up and down from AAA. He had never been sent down back to AAA, and that's got to be tough. We didn't get a ton of time to work with him. But he said, J.P. Sears is a dog. He went down with the best attitude. He said, what do you want me to work on? What do you want me to do? And Ruben gave him some homework. They worked on some pitch shapes, you know, much changing his cutter going in. And he actually said, if you watched his last start, he came up and pitched that last game of the season against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So he used that new cutter like 17 times. And he said, I really liked what I saw. And we are building on that in the offseason and really think that they can turn J.P. Sears into that left-handed change of pace, different look that the Padres really need in their pitching staff. So internally, and by internally, I mean Ruben Niebla, the guy who is internally for the San Diego Padres, the pitching guy, very high on those two guys at the back end right now of the starting rotation going into 2026. That made me feel pretty optimistic as a Padres fan, knowing that that was the biggest area of concern 3 weeks ago, was the starting rotation. Who do they have? Nothing. You know, Pivetta, maybe Musgrove coming back from injury. That's it. Now with King back, with some good reports on Randy Vasquez and J.P. Sears, yeah, you still need more depth for sure. But the first five right now, there is reason for optimism now with the Padres starting rotation.
Yeah, and again, because it comes from Ruben, I'm going to believe him at his word, because he's never lied to any of us. He doesn't really have a reason to. I've talked to people that are on that staff before at spring training about pitchers, and they have straight up told me, this dude isn't it. It was about 4 days in, and the people that I talked to were like, oh, whoops, this was a mistake. Right, they're going to
I don't think he was just blowing smoke. We asked him about Tristan McKenzie, who is the pitcher from the Guardians. They signed to a minor league deal over the break. Remember, he had a really good 2022, went 11-11 with a 2.96 ERA, and then kind of fell off the map the last couple of years. I was thinking, oh, did you guys spot something in him? And he goes, he's got work to do. I mean, we like him, but he's got some work to do. You know who he said was very excited about? Ty Adcock.
Yes.
Said really was excited about Ty Adcock's
big
arm.
Ty Adcock guy.
Ruben definitely said some nice things and said that was a guy that they were excited about getting and had targeted this offseason. We're very happy to add to the mix. So, yeah, got some just interesting information from Ruben Niebla about his pitching staff going into the year. I still think they do need more
another
depth.
Yes. That's not a that is not us coming on here and saying they're good, they're going to be locked in, and Sears is going to win 14 games out of the five, and Vasquez is going to win 16 games out of the four. No, that's not it. You need more because you don't know what you can count on from Joe Musgrove. You don't know what you can count on from Michael King yet. You really don't. It's not a guaranteed he's going to come in and get 30 starts next year. So
I think you can guarantee that from Michael King and Joe Musgrove, you're going to get two dudes who want to absolutely work as hard as they can to be the best pitchers they absolutely can.
It sounds like out of those five you mentioned, you've got five of those guys that are absolute competitors. I mean, they want to win. There's no question.
The mentality of the pitching staff should be outstanding.
Outstanding. And that mentality doesn't win you games. A lot of teams have dogs. They don't win games. That being said, I got to put my trust in Uncle Reuben. I just have to. And he's not given me a reason not to yet. So, I mean, obviously Dylan Cease didn't make it wasn't as great last year as he could have been, but he somehow parlayed a mediocre season into a $30 million a year deal, and he owes a lot of that to Ruben Niebla, so as all these guys do. But yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about it as well. But it doesn't mean that you don't need to go out and spend more money.
It also felt very clear from what Michael King said during the news conference, and from what I gleaned talking to other people in the room. Big reason Michael King is returning.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben Niebla.
100%.
He wants to keep working with that guy.
100%.
And that, you know, yeah, he still wants to make a big payday, and that's why they've got the opt-outs and everything, but he felt his best chance of getting back to where he was and exceeding where he was is by sticking with Ruben Niebla.
It's such a vote of confidence, such a speaks volumes about Ruben, which, you know, we all love Ruben here. So, yeah, do what you have to do. To get Ruben Niebla's hands in on as many guys as you can.
I also asked about Johnny Brito, seeing if he could be a possibility in the starting rotation. Kind of the forgotten guy after the surgery. Said Johnny's coming along well, but he's probably more of a guy who's going to come in the middle of the season. Could be bullpen, could be a starter when he gets back, but it sounded more like June or so before we're going to see Johnny Brito back on the big league level. But otherwise, things seem positive there.
Said it before, I'll say it again. Spring training is right around the corner. As soon as we get back from fantasy camp, we got to start getting ready for spring training. Nothing gets me more excited than going down and watching those guys throw bullpens. Nothing. It's my favorite time of
pop
year.
Pop of the hat.
You're like, how does anyone hit this ever? Ever, ever, ever. So good.
Yeah. All right, we've got an hour to go. It means our first Rondle Report of the year is coming up. Do we have any Jelly Roll news in the Rondle Report?
Oh, do we
of course
have
we
Jelly
do.
Roll
How can
news.
This be? I thought this was a new year.
We're new not year on Jelly Roll.
Oh, my God.
That is coming up. Hour number four of Ben and Woods ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.